Welcome to As I Know It, The Violet Fog, proudly hosted on the How Do You Health Network. This podcast is all about health, wellness, beauty, mental health, and a little bit on love and business. I've been a writer and reporter for over a decade, and everything you hear is from my own framework. I aim to inspire and motivate people to learn about their own health and bioindividuality as I learn about mine. And like me, your path to healing, it's going to be very unique. There is no one-size-fits-all approach to health, at least there really shouldn't be. So how do you get there? How do you get on your own healing path? We explore that. This is not medical advice. It's simply what has worked for me. Expect stories, research, how I draw conclusions, take what works for you, leave what doesn't, but find out what it means to really be an empowered consumer and patient. Oh, and we keep it under 30 minutes because time is precious. Happy you're here. Hello, hello. Welcome to Violet Fog, As I Know It podcast, proudly, very proudly hosted on the How Do You Health Network. Today's going to be a fun episode because I am here with Dan the Man, my lover, my partner, my husband-to-be.
Sometimes your enemy.
Sometimes my enemy. Today is, so we're going to be talking about jealousy and fighting. And so a few weeks ago, I posted a question box on Instagram on questions to send in because that's what we're going to be talking about.
A question box on questions.
A question box on questions to ask for.
Such a relevant topic, right?
I know.
Since we were just.
I can't believe you're here. Isn't it weird?
No.
Okay. All right.
Maybe a little bit.
Yeah.
It's weird because anytime I've listened to a podcast, there's like, you know, there's like the beginning of it where it's like, hey, you know, haven't talked to you in a while.
Yeah, I know.
But it's like we're coming off of this, you know,
yeah,
24-hour bender
of just being together. Always being together.
Yeah, yeah. So it's just funny, like, all right, let's.
I know. Let's do this. Okay. All right, babe. So jealousy and fighting. Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it.
And some of the questions that were sent.
Okay.
Thank you for not wearing your pajamas to this.
My sweat shorts. I just figured we were being recorded via audio. I didn't know that anyone would be seeing me. So I thought I could just wear my...
Your sweat shorts.
My sweat shorts.
So funny calling that. Okay. All right. So the first question, and I got this like a few times, was just in general, who gets more jealous between you and I?
I think you do.
I think you do.
No way. It's like if a girl looked at me and you saw, or if I like acknowledged that you would be jealous. You have all these dudes coming into your DMs and they're not like hitting on you, but you know, they're just like asking for advice and talking to you, and I feel like I'm super laid back about that stuff. And
yeah.
I don't think either one of us gets that jealous, but we've been told by our friends that we're very jealous.
Yeah,
people.
All of our friends think that we're both like super, super jealous. We say it in like a joking way, but like in a way, like we kind of are. But I also just not like in a laid back. Okay, Dan, remember when that girl came up to you and was like hitting on you, and then like you had to be like, my future wife is standing like right there or whatever. I was so smiley. Her and I just like smiled at each other. She's like, oh, okay, like walked away. I was so cool about it.
You blew the sale. We were at the potion booth.
Oh yeah, I know. You probably maybe could have gotten a sale.
We have a rule at the potion booth that if one of us walks away, and the opposite sex comes up to the booth,
mm-hmm,
you can't interrupt that flow.
I know, but okay, so I don't think that we're like that jealous, but we are in our own ways, you know. Okay,
what do you think, because I said I think that you get more jealous. What do you think?
Well, I think that you do, because like you're always making jokes of like, if I come home a little like too late or I take like longer, you always make the joke of like, yeah, who are you with? Who's the guy?
Can't slip it past me.
I know.
Yeah, yeah,
you
that's
say
true.
That all the time.
Yeah, yeah. I wonder if that's like a defense mechanism, or if it's because I'm saying it in a joking way.
Yeah. And I never worry that like you're going to do anything. I think like my thing is, and I've told you this before, in my high school sweetheart, like I would always be humiliated because he would flirt with other girls and it would get back to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I always say to you. I'm like, I don't care that you're like out or doing whatever, but just like don't embarrass me.
It makes me so uncomfortable if even just like talking to a girl when you're not there. If you're there, I feel comfortable talking to a girl.
Yeah.
But if you're like not there, I just get like this intense anxiety. And it's funny because I used to be really confident around girls, and I feel like the confidence
all that is gone.
It's completely it's completely gone.
You're so good to me now. I'm like, we do get jealous, to answer the question. We do get jealous, but we know we would never do anything. Okay. This one, male perspective on jealousy.
Could you elaborate? Could you just give me like some direction on that
one? No, because she literally was like, I'd like to know the male perspective on jealousy.
I think like, maybe it's the same for both sexes, but I feel like jealousy stems from things that you might be insecure about, right? And for men, there's like the masculinity, and not that that's true for every guy, but it's probably true for me, where like I want to be like the leader, the alpha, the man, you know? And I think where the insecurity lies is if someone else is threatening that, that masculinity.
Yeah.
And so if like you were to be like goo goo eyes over a guy that was like really strong, that that would probably make me more jealous than something that's not maybe what I would consider to be alpha. I don't know. Maybe.
But I would never have goo goo eyes. I tell you this all the time. Like, I don't even, like, when I'm
in
love.
I see those goo goo eyes coming out.
No, when I'm in
love. Every time that Bill Hader steps into the scene.
I love Bill Hader. That's true. I love Bill Hader.
Such a weird celeb crush.
Well, his character in the movie Trainwreck was like my biggest crush. Okay.
Yeah, you're not allowed to watch that movie anymore.
Okay. So we'll get back to some things on jealousy because there's some questions on that, but let's talk about fighting. So who tries to patch up fights first?
I mean, I think 100% of the time it's me.
Yeah, it
is. You don't put your ego aside when it comes to fighting, and that we've even fought about that. We fought about the fact that I'm always the one that has to come to the table first.
And I'm so appreciative of that, Boo. Like, I still am trying to, like, you know, grow in that area, but it's so hard for me to be the first one.
That's okay.
You know? I know.
It's not a big deal.
It's not a big deal, but it is. Like, I want to be able to also.
It's just frustrating sometimes when I'm like, I know that I'm right now, but the only way that this is going to get resolved is if I, like, step up to the plate, just bury the ego that I have and make things right. And we, you know, we talk about the analogy, or at least I tell you all the time, of like the castle, like our love is a castle.
Yeah.
You know, and so I just look at that as like, you know, housekeeping for protecting the love, which is just like, all right, like this is the best thing for the relationship. So
is to get over this fight.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
One thing, too, that I really appreciate is that, like, we fight. Like, you and I, like, we're both kind of, like, intense people. But, like, our rebound rate is very quick.
Yeah.
You know? We could be so mad at each other and then 5 seconds later be cuddling on the couch.
Well, it's because we fight about stupid stuff.
I know. We do. I know. And we'll get into that, too. Okay.
You don't want to get into it right now?
Yeah, what do... Okay, so that is a question. Let's just... The question was, what do you usually fight about?
I'll let you answer that. I feel like I'm being like interrogated. I thought we were coming on and having a conversation, and it's just like, all right, Dan.
Well, I think I would say for a long time it was finances. You know, because you are like very strong in your goals with like where you want to be at in life, and
making me sound like Scrooge McDuck over here.
No, I just, you know, like we are both very different in that. Like I don't know. Like I'm not someone that like money is like number one. You're definitely better with money than I am. I do feel like we're both good with money though, but I feel like that's something that we have for sure fought about.
Well, I think it was an adjustment for me, like. Before you, I think I spent like $25 a week on groceries.
Yeah.
And not that I like didn't buy any groceries, not like that it was the worst food, but I just was so good at like finding the deals, and I didn't care about necessarily like how good the quality was.
Yeah.
And so I remember the first time that we went grocery shopping, you're like, no, this has to be organic. This, and I'm like, you know, I'm like, well, we got one thing that's organic. Not everything has to be organic. Yeah.
I specifically remember you getting like so mad about me like wanting to get all these organic veggies to juice.
And like the supplements and, you know, decorative pieces that you want to use for photographs, like all that stuff was just such an adjustment for me. And so I think that was like the original kind of like the finance arguments. But I don't think that we fight about that stuff now unless, I mean, every now and then you have like crazy requests for like something super healthy, like an organic mattress.
And by the way, we didn't get an organic mattress, but so the
mattress caused a fight.
It caused a fight
because you wanted to air it out for like a week straight.
Yes, and we did.
And I was just is so crazy.
I made Dan put it in the garage.
And then every piece of bedding that we got, we had to like off gas it. And I'm just such like a person that like when I buy something, I just want to like
use it right away.
Yeah, so I'm just like, oh, okay, cool. Like having
Boo,
a
you
kid.
You have the MTHFR gene mutation too. You don't take it as seriously as I do, but you should. That was for not just me. That was for you too. Off-gassing.
Thank you so much. I'm so appreciative.
You're so welcome.
If we have kids, they're gonna come downstairs and on Christmas morning, and they're gonna want to open all their gifts, and you're like, no, kids, let those hair out.
I know. For real though. Yeah, totally. I think another thing that we fight about often is I get mad at you for the things that you're mad at me about.
I don't even know what that means.
Like, I'll be like, how can you be mad at me about this? And then I will truly get so mad at you because you're mad at me. It's like I wasn't even mad, and now I'm mad because you're mad at me.
Yeah, it's this vicious circle of just being mad.
Yeah.
I think sometimes it's healthy to let that emotion out.
Yeah, for sure. Totally.
The other thing that we fight about is just around like efficiency, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's probably the most common one now. Where it's like,
Dan doesn't think I'm as efficient as I could be with my time.
But I think that everyone can improve. And I think I'm always trying to improve too, but I don't, you know, I'm not going to like sit down and be like in front of you, be like, all right, Dan, this is how you're going to improve and like talk to myself through it. I think you just think I'm only focused on how you can improve.
Yeah.
And so because you don't see that, I think you feel like probably attacked. And I'm sure there's a different way that I could present it that I'm just, you know, hey, if anyone's listening and they want to tell us a better way that I can approach that situation, I'm very open to it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like, I think that's like probably the most common theme of things now is like, you know, we're starting a business, we're getting married, we just bought a house, I've got my full-time job. That's just like a lot of things going on. And so if we want to do like the things, like the date things and go like on hikes or have fun, you know, we just have to be super efficient with our time.
Yeah, totally.
And so, that's, I think that's like one of the most common things now. It's like, I'm like, man, you spent 8 hours doing that.
Sometimes like, I feel like you don't care that I'm ADD though. Like you think that that's an excuse, but it's a legitimate thing.
I feel an argument coming on.
I know. Should we just real time have an argument? Okay. So let's move on. Okay. So someone asked, have you ever broken up or been close to breaking up?
No. Well, actually you used to, you don't do it anymore, but when we first started dating, you'd be like, oh man, if we're going to fight like this all the time, I don't think it's going
to
work.
Yeah. I used to have a really bad habit of being like, well, then I'll just leave. Like, I can just leave. I would always like want to remind you of that, but that's not okay.
Is this interesting to people?
I think so.
You think so?
Yeah. Because if anyone is doing that in their relationship, you know, I don't think that's right, because you like had this need to feel really secure with us, and I think like I don't know why I would do that. I don't do that anymore though. Once I like realized like the emotional impact that it really had on you when I would like threaten to leave, I was like, I cannot do this anymore unless like I truly mean it.
Yeah, protecting the castle.
I know. Yeah. Okay. So no, we've never broken up, but I did have a bad habit of like saying that I was going to leave when I wasn't going to leave, but I haven't done that in a long time. Okay, let's take a break really quick and let's talk about our sponsor. It is so perfect for this episode because it is something that whenever Dan and I are in a mood, this is something that I take. So I've talked about Bliss multiple times. This is a sublingual mood booster. It boosts serotonin. It boosts dopamine. Let me just give you a little case study. Like, if we really are in a mood, either we're not getting shit done or we're just like a little bit down, I will take a Bliss. It's so easy. You put it under your tongue. Within 15 minutes to an hour, like, you feel good. Like, this is kind of one of those things that it's like a sure bet for me. I love having Bliss around for that reason. I just think, you know, sometimes you need a little biohacking for your mood. There's nothing wrong with that. And I think that Bliss just works so well. I'm a big fan of just being like, Dan, babe, like, please take this right now. We're just doing it for myself. It's also wonderful if you have the MTHFR gene, a MTHFR gene mutation. It's great for the liver, great for methylation, great for the brain. There's so many great things I could say about Bliss. It's just one of those things that's just so nice to have in your back pocket for when you need it. So if you want to try it out, my code is VIOLETFOG to save you some money. This stuff is wonderful. I cannot say enough good things. All right, back to the show. Okay. Do you ever run into any of your exes locally? How does that go down?
Well, I mean, I'm the only person you've dated here, so mm-hmm. that, you know, wouldn't really happen.
Yeah.
And
yeah, you know, I have no exes in Austin.
Yeah, and I just, you know, we did run into one of my exes one time, but it was weird. She was like at our apartment complex.
She gave you dagger eyes.
No, she didn't.
Yes, she did.
I think she was just like,
she gave you dagger eyes.
I think she was just shocked. I think she was just shocked because I was like, hey, how's it going? You know, I was like super friendly.
I know.
And, you know, she saw me with you and was, she probably also was like, what are you doing here? You
uh-huh.
know?
You're but, like, I live here.
Yeah, I mean, but it didn't, there was no conversation. It was just really like.
No, she wanted nothing to do with you, babe. She literally like was just like, don't, yeah. you know. She was protecting her energy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not the first person to feel that way.
No. And we bumped into your ex fling in Boston that one time.
Oh yeah. That was pretty funny. And you, oh man, cuz we were like just going on this nice long walk.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah, we just smoked a little bit of weed.
We smoked a little bit of weed.
I was like, "Can I say that right here?"
Yeah, you can.
And then and she's like a bar instructor.
Yeah, she's so
she
a
was,
hottie.
She was like coming out of this class from like doing a.
And yeah, babe, you were a little too excited to see her.
No,
you
I was.
You were a little too excited.
I'm just nice like that. I like know. If I see people and I haven't seen them in a while, I'm like, hey, you were a part of my life. Like, why wouldn't I not just like appreciate seeing you in this moment and see how you are?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just being like, get out of here. Like, I was just being nice, but.
And I was nice too, but I was also, I was like, you know, anytime you see an ex, like you just want to be feeling like hot and good.
The funny thing is when
and
we-
I was looking like a little bit stony. I remember like I was face sweating like no other. I was just like, oh.
I thought you looked good.
Aw.
But it's funny because when we went back to Boston and remember there was like one night where, or a few nights you had like dressed up and we were like going to get dinner and stuff like that. And you're like, man, I hope I run into this girl tonight.
I didn't say that.
Yes, you did. You were like all excited. You're like,
I did not say that.
Yes, you did.
Well, I mean, I guess, yeah, of course. She saw me like not in a great light. I would love to have a redo for sure. I would love to have a redo.
You don't need a redo.
Oh, but yeah, we don't really ever run into, we don't run into.
I did talk with your ex the other day.
Oh, yeah.
On the phone.
Dan talked to, like, a big ex of mine, too.
Big dude.
I know. Like an ex.
6'5".
No. But that's really rare. And so that ex, I just want to, like, preface. Like, Dan and I do have this thing. Like, exes do not come into our lives. We don't talk to them. We don't. Even, like, ex-flings, we don't follow them on social media. But this one guy had reached out to me and, like, about, like, advice on basically like e-commerce stuff. And I was just like, I mean, I'm not going to give you advice or get on the phone with you, but if you want to talk to Dan, you totally can. And like, long story short, Dan and my ex ended up having an hour long conversation the other day.
Yeah, it was really nice.
Yeah.
It's really funny. This makes me, it's kind of like a different topic, but how you're writing and your opinions and your thoughts because my friends who are in relationships, because the couple follows you,
mm-hmm.
how that impacts my friends' relationships sometimes. Remember you posted this article about, you know, not following exes on social media or something mm-hmm. along those lines.
Yeah.
And I remember I got like a text from my friend a few days later because he's still friends with the girl that he had had a fling with.
Yeah.
But, and his girlfriend basically read your article.
And she agreed with me.
And she agreed with you and it created this tension in his relationship. And so he called me. He's like, what the heck? Like, why is Katie saying that?
Yeah.
So it's just funny how...
Well, you agree with me.
I know.
Don't follow even ex-flings.
I know. It's just, what I meant is, like, it's just interesting, like, how sometimes your opinions can boil over into...
Yeah.
You know, like, my friend's relationships,
yeah,
totally. Too.
I know. It's such a weird thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like we have this very mutual thing, though. Like, if an ex-fling or an ex is, like, followed, like, you and I both have to, like, agree on it. You know,
I don't think that we've ever agreed on it, so I don't even think that that's a thing.
There's a couple girls that you had flings with that you still follow, but you told me the story and like you gave me all the context. And I'm like, okay, it's fine. You can still follow her.
That's not true at all. I don't follow any.
And then they become friends with me, and then they like me even more. So it's fine.
there's nobody that I had a fling with
yes.
that I still follow.
Mm-hmm. Sammy Groovy, I love her.
I didn't have a thing with her.
Well, you had like a little crush on her.
Oh my God.
Anyways, okay.
Thanks for sharing that.
All right. Okay. Do you believe in going to bed angry or not going to bed angry?
Can't believe you just said that.
Why?
Going to bed angry, I don't believe in it, but you don't seem to have much of an issue with it.
Oh, okay. So I'm like, actually, I'm a fan of if we're in a fight, like I hate staying up to argue and then just it like takes it out of me. And then by the time I go to bed, I'm like exhausted in a different kind of way. I think the beauty of if you are in a fight and then it's like bedtime because you don't ever want to skimp out on sleep is by the time I wake up in the morning, I'm like not mad about that thing anymore. You know, it's seriously like, I remember Wanda Sykes, the comedian, like once did this sketch about, or did this like bit about how her brain could be like an Etch-a-Sketch, you know, and it just like shakes up and then she forgets the thing. That's like me with sleep. I'll like, it's like my brain's an Etch-a-Sketch. It gets just like shaken up. And then in the morning, I'm like, oh, that was dumb. And I don't even remember that I was mad. So I think it's actually like a pretty brilliant strategy.
Well, I guess if Wanda's okay with it.
Yeah, but you're not.
I'm not.
You are definitely not.
No, I'll just like sit there tossing and turning.
Yeah.
I like, we'll go downstairs and watch TV.
Mm-hmm.
I'll like.
Come wake me up.
We need to talk about this. Yeah, yeah. I just can't do it.
It's
a very like uncomfortable, unsettling feeling. It's like, here's a good, and no one else probably can relate to this, but I know you can.
Mm-hmm.
You're so like symmetrical.
Uh-huh.
Imagine if I gave you.
Wait, what do you mean I'm symmetrical?
Like if I gave you a foot massage
mm-hmm.
and I left after one foot.
Oh, no one would like that.
So imagine that that's the feeling.
Oh, okay.
That I get because it's like this thing that's like unsettled.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I understand that. And I try and I think for the most part, Boo, we don't go to bed angry because that need of yours to like mend it is so
strong. Well, I hope
for
the most part that we don't go to bed angry.
Yeah.
It'd suck if every night we were going to bed angry.
I know. We don't. Okay. Do either of y'all compare yourself to the other? And then we have just one more question after this.
I don't think I compare myself to you, but I feel like you compare yourself to me.
Yeah.
And the reason why I think that is because you're always talking about how you wish that you had like the energy or like the focus that I have
yeah.
to like get stuff done.
Mm-hmm.
But I, you know, never, and not that I like don't appreciate a lot of your qualities, but I don't ever go, oh man, like I wish that I was more creative or, you know,
yeah.
like I guess like I just don't compare myself because I like the addition that you bring in rather than like, I don't want to date someone that's like myself. Or,
yeah,
you know,
I don't want to date myself either. But I definitely will be like, it's like, it's the same feeling I had with my dad growing up. Like, he's just so, gets so much shit done to the point where it's just like, how? You know, it's almost like Superman like vibes like to me. And you are that way too, because you will be like work, stop, work, and then like work on potions, and then you'll get a ton done for the house. And it's just, it's amazing to me how much you can accomplish and that you don't stop. I also worry about that, you know, because like I want you to pause more, but I will be like, why can't I be this efficient with my time? But you're also, when it comes to Myers-Briggs, you're an NT. So like, you know, you're an ENTP slash J sometimes, but NTs, babe, are very good at like figuring things out and like being really efficient with their time. They're almost obsessed with it.
People are going to listen to this and they're going to think that this is the first time I've heard you say that, but you say that to me. Something about my Myers-Briggs.
Yeah, I'm just reminding you of it.
Almost every week, it's funny. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, the reason why you're like that is because you're an EN.
I don't pigeonhole you, but every now and then I'll be like, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just saying it's a funny thing that you do in our relationship.
I do it in all my relationships with friends. Like, I always need to know everyone's
all the relationships. What other relationships you got going
friendship
on?
Friendship relationships. Family stuff. Okay. Last question. How do you feel about the other DMing with the opposite sex? I'll start with this. I'm totally fine as long as, like, it's not a girl trying to hit on you. I love like when someone who I'm like friends with online, but maybe I don't know in real life, like they can DM you because I trust them. But like if it's like just like some random girl sliding into your DMs, I would not be okay with that.
Well, luckily that doesn't happen.
I know.
Alternatively, that happens to you all the time.
It's like creepo energy though. And then I don't even like those I block. But if it's someone asking about like health things, then of course I'm going to engage.
Yeah, I think it like used to make me a little bit more uncomfortable, but now I don't really care.
Yeah.
There was this one time I remember this guy slid into your DMs and I actually like knew who he was vaguely, but he didn't know that we were together. Like, it's not like he like was like, oh, that's Dan's girl, like I'm gonna slide into her DMs.
Yeah.
But it made me like lose a lot of respect for him. I remember like it was a guy that I played basketball with.
Yeah.
Do you remember this?
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, oh man, what a like a creeper, you know?
Yeah, totally. Very very creeper.
Definitely sure. Bodied him up on the court.
yeah. But yeah, I'd say like I think that we have a good thing going on, boo. We're getting married. I'm very happy with our fighting style, and I think like a little jealousy is healthy. We don't take it too far.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just happy that the fights that we have are just like dumb things that usually don't matter. Like on the way here, we so like, you know, I wanted to be very efficient with driving over here.
Oh yeah, we got in a fight on the way here.
And it was like I turn on the car, the gas is on empty. It's on empty.
And I'm that's like, one of my duties is to keep the gas filled.
No, it's not necessarily like it's one of your duties, but I was just like, you know, you used the car last and you knew that we were going to drive over. Anyways,
yeah.
I don't even want to, I'm about to like you're spiral back. Up again. I'm about to spiral back into it. But, you know, it's like, okay, that's like a dumb thing. But, and then we like took the wrong way. It was just like a buildup and it's more of like I was annoyed than like you did something that was like not in line with our values or something like that. Like,
yeah.
So I think. Yeah, I think long-term thinking, like, if you're fighting with somebody and it's over things that have to do with, like, your values or beliefs, like, that's super concerning. Mm-hmm. And we don't fight about those things.
Yeah.
Even though we have differences in those. Like, I remember I was, you know, we go to church now, but when we first met, like, I think I'd gone to church a dozen times in my entire life.
Yeah.
And it definitely was not something that I was passionate about. And the reason why I started going and the reason why I started down that path was because I knew it was important to you. And I think, you know, when you prioritize the other person, you're willing to like maybe do things that are outside of your beliefs. Not completely, but, you know, I think, I don't really know where I'm going with this, but I think that like, if I were to think about a relationship, if I was like, newly in a relationship with someone, I would just think about like, okay, I have these beliefs, they have their beliefs. which ones am I willing to like bend on because I prioritize this person?
Yeah.
Which ones am I not willing to? And are the ones I'm not willing to causing a fight? Or am I not willing to bend any of them?
Yeah.
And if I'm not willing to bend any of them, then I'm probably not prioritizing this person.
For sure.
And if I'm not prioritizing them, then what does that say about me or what does it say about them?
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's like, you know, we've talked about that before, but like, I think that's why our relationship is built on good bones is because of like prioritizing and just being able to like adapt to each other's beliefs. But
totally.
But yeah, I don't think our fights are ever anything that's like,
it's always like pretty stupid.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing. Unfortunately. I know, unfortunately.
Fortunately, but unfortunately.
All right, we'll end on this. Do you want to ever come back?
We're going to end like that?
Yeah.
Wow, it's over?
It's over.
Oh, bummer.
Well, we'll have you back.
Okay.
Again, we'll do another.
Yeah, yeah. We shouldn't talk about fighting the whole time. We'll talk about something else.
Yeah, for sure. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Check out the other podcasts on How Do You Health Network. They are the best.